All we are saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan. Won't be peace if you don't go vegan. All we are saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan. Won't be peace if you don't go vegan. Oh, Leo, the microphone is on. Ah, okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Greetings. Whoa. Got me there, Leo. Greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wei ni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Oh, what a weekend. Big peace marches worldwide this weekend. And even in the shadows of domestic spying and accusations of terrorism and egregious Supreme Court decisions, you know, and all of that actually just happening in the world of animal rights, with total meathead verdicts coming down in legal cases recently, well, just this past week involving PETA and PCRM, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and just before that, the convictions of the defendants of Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, SHAC. And we'll be looking at the trials and tribulations of PETA and SHAC a little bit later on in today's program. And with the one with PCRM losing in the state of corruption, what could you expect? The Ohio Supreme Snort supports Ohio State in animal rights lawsuit, it said here. So in this news release from the Newswire, the Ohio Supreme Court this past week ruled against a national animal rights group denying its attempt to gain access to research data gathered by Ohio State University scientists. The group, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, filed suit late last year seeking access to photographs, videotapes, and other records produced as a part of the university's spinal cord injury training program, which is probably Bush talk for let's hurt some animals. Ohio State had argued that such records are considered intellectual property. Or lack of intellectual property, and are exempted from disclosure under the Ohio Public Records Act. In fact, well, in Ohio, there's no disclosure of, for whom you vote in the state. So I believe that Kerry won there, but the way they count, the black box machine, all of that. All of those strange things happening, and looks like freedom is on the march, marching right on out of here. Why do they hate us? Why do they hate us? We plead with the rest of the world, please don't hate us for our lifestyle. Just know that democracy is on the march. It's on its way to your country soon, too. And you, too, can soon be enjoying a bribocratic, corruptocracy style of gov-enronment with an economy based on animal exploitation. And, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Industrial Complex, with cheese, with broadcast facilities overlooking the bustling Arabian port of Los Angeles, the Arabian port of Saddam Diego, and the beautiful Arabian port of Saddam Francisco. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, now produced by the Dubai Vegetarian Society. And look, I have to do something to help this program financially, you know. Have you ever sent in a donation? Huh? Have you? I just have to look at things. I can't believe the reaction when I said that this show would now be produced by the Dubai Vegetarian Society. I mean, there's nothing wrong with falafel. There's nothing wrong with hummus, okay? So get used to it. There's a whole world out there beyond your American burger and hot dog, and actually even beyond your veggie burger and tofu hot dog, okay? Remember, it's a global world, so Dubai, do buy vegan foods. Do not buy foods with animal ingredients. People are still up in arms about the ports. I mean, do you really think that Bush is going to give up so easily? I mean, there'll be some corrupt decision that goes on behind the scenes and, you know, renames the company, you know, Dubai, Dubai, Do or something. Yeah, Dubai, Dubai, Do, Dubai, Dubai, Do. It's a Frank Sinatra song. Can't get more American than that. Yeah. You know, it's like the Bush administration doesn't give up on drilling in the Arctic refuge, you know. So I think that's going to be attempted to be attached to another budget bill, and it goes on and on and on. So is Bush really going to give up on getting a percentage of, you know, what comes through the ports here and the deal with Dubai, you know, with revelations that Al-Qaeda had actually infiltrated the governmentment of the United Arab Emirates, and who would be protecting American ports. And, you know, I always kind of had the feeling that Bush was a double agent for Al-Qaeda. Now, if that were so, then he could truly say mission accomplished, actually. Maybe he's just being the brilliant commander-in-chief that he always is. I mean, commander-in-chief that he always is. I mean, what a brilliant idea this was. I mean, maybe this will lift his sagging poll numbers, which are, you know, just slightly behind, you know, used car salesmen and vegan talk show hosts. A brilliant idea on Bush's part. Employ Al-Qaeda. Hire Al-Qaeda to protect us. Now, Al-Qaeda won't want to lose their jobs. Nobody likes to lose his or her job, right? So then Al-Qaeda won't attack us. And in a sense, they'll be doing the job for which they were hired, security. And once again, Bush is a genius. And remember, you can't spell Bush without BS and actually, if Al-Qaeda were to take over U.S. ports, there would actually be some significant, meaningful protection for Americans. And I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, what would actually happen would be no pork would be available. Oh, sorry, we can't ship pork through any of our ports. Sorry, no pig on the menu at any of our port restaurants and kitchens. So, you know, I say save the pigs. Let the UAE manage our porks. I mean, our ports. And, you know, no pork in our ports. Ew, that's would be quite an accomplishment, huh? Anyway, all right. So we attempt to globalize our veganism here now, because actually the meat eating diseases are being globalized. You know, wouldn't it be amazing if it turned out that the secret weapon that really gets us is our meat eating, and it comes back to us in the form of bird flu. You know, bird flu has been confirmed in Iraq. An Iraqi girl, 15-year-old girl from the village of Rumaya, Iraq, about 60 miles south of the Turkish border and 15 miles west of Iran, has become the first confirmed case of the H5N1 strain of bird flu in the Middle East. And wouldn't that be something if the soldiers brought that back? Amazing. Meanwhile, in the home sweet homeland, sweet home Alabama, and how now, mad cow? Well, what do we have going? Here's a Bloomberg report. It says, mad cow feed rules should ban poultry feces, U.S. senator says. The confidence one should have in eating a hamburger these days, huh? You are what you eat. Is your food what your food eats? From this Bloomberg report, it says, poultry feces should be banned from cattle feed under rules to be revised this year because the waste may contain traces of mad cow disease, Iowa Senator Tom Harkin told U.S. regulators. The practice of feeding cattle parts to, I'm quoting here, the practice of feeding cattle parts to poultry and then using chicken waste in feed for cows might increase the risk of spreading the disease. Sounds so appetizing to go over to a slashed food restaurant, huh? Or to Kentucky Fried Chicken, huh? You know, here you have Harkin, a Democrat, talking about that at a Senate subcommittee hearing in Washington this past week. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration plans to publish new rules on cattle feed that would allow farmers to continue feeding bird waste to cows. Harkin is calling for stiffer regulations a day after his call came, a day after the U.S. Department of Agriculture officials confirmed a third case of mad cow disease. The Alabama cow was the second found with the disease among 645,000 tested under an expanded surveillance program started in June 2004 after the first case. The U.S. slaughters about 35 million cattle a year. So they test 645,000. They slaughter 35 million. Anyway, so it says here, both FDA and USDA are telling the public that the feed rules are a firewall, Harkin told acting FDA Commissioner Andrew von Eschenbach at the hearing to consider the agency's budget for the year starting October 1st. Now, what I'm hearing is the feed rules are based on probabilities of 99% here and 99% there. That's a quote from Harkin. Cattle farmers feed poultry stool to cows as a cheap source of protein. Why not eliminate the middle animal, huh? You want protein that comes from that source? Why not eat it straight yourself? Well, actually, you know, when you consider your hamburger, it is a poop burger that can't get the fecal matter off of it. That's where the E. coli comes from. So it says here, cattle farmers feed poultry stool to cows as a cheap source of protein. Poultry producers like the practice because it gives them a profitable way to dispose of their bird waste. Stephen Sundloff, head of the FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine, told the subcommittee, quote, "It's something cattle seem to like to eat," he said. They don't seem to get many choices, do they? Risk of transmission, the risk of spreading the brain-wasting mad cow disease through poultry excrement is low, and the FDA stands by allowing use of the waste in cattle feed, Sundloff said. You are what you eat. And your food is what your food eats. Canada and Europe have banned feeding poultry feces to cattle. Sunloff said the FDA is talking with its Canadian counterparts about the possibility of Canada loosening its ban on poultry waste. it says here, quote, "The amount of animal protein in litter is very small," Sunloff said. "You can never say the risk is absolutely zero. Yes, it is possible, but the probability of that occurring is very, very remote." And you can feel secure knowing that this is a government that's here for your protection. Tommy Thompson, former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, said in January 2004 that the FDA would prohibit the use of chicken pen litter in cattle feed. The revisions, which Sundloff said in February would be published by July 1st, would be the first tightening of the rule since the FDA barred feeding cattle parts to cows in 1997. Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro, the top Democrat on the U.S. House panel that oversees the FDA budget, told von Eschenbach in February that the proposed rules abandon the tougher stance that Thompson had outlined. So there's your firewall. I guess you're protected because cows are not supposed to be fed chicken feces. So, you know, the other day I was listening to the news. I heard there was another firewall, and that's that downer cows, you know, the cows that can't even really walk to be slaughtered. We're protected because they don't get into the food chain either unless, here's another article from Bloomberg. Oh, downer cows entering meat supply, USDA Inspector General says. Oh, I thought that was supposed to be the other firewall. U.S. government inspectors sometimes allow cattle that can't walk to be slaughtered. Contrary to rules aimed at preventing mad cow disease, the Agriculture Department's Inspector General said in a report. There goes that firewall. The other thing is also that cattle are being fed restaurant plate waste. Of course, you know, there no cow can't find cow on restaurant plate waste either, huh? It's pretty bizarre here. It says the inspector general said that at two of the 12 slaughter plants reviewed in an audit, 29 non-ambulatory cattle were slaughtered over a 10-month period, and that
20 had been identified as downers with no records of acute injury. This violates USDA policy and excludes all non-ambulatory disabled cattle from the human food supply, the IG said as part of a 118-page review of how the department enforces rules meant to prevent mad cow disease. The report was released at a delicate time in negotiations between the U.S. and Japan over the safety of U.S. beef. Japan, normally the biggest overseas customer for the meat, suspended imports on January 20th after banned tissue. You know, and Japan had a ban, you know, for years, and then ended the ban, and then what happened? Banned tissue was found in a shipment of veal that was going to Japan, and now, unfortunately, well, another mad cow found in Alabama. And you know, mad cow disease in the human form is 100% fatal. There's no cure, and one bite can infect you, and you might not show the symptoms for years. So when you take your child to McDevil's later on today, remember, one bite of mad cow infected burger can be fatal and not show signs for years. So is it worth it to have one bite of a beef burger at all? You know, have to consider that for the protection of your child when veggie burgers are so much better anyway. So anyway, if you want the real firewall to protect you from mad cow disease, don't eat cows. Okay. Well, okay, today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the trials and tribulations of the animal rights world. And there are trials. It almost seems like this could be a special edition of the Perry Mason program, the trials and tribulations of the animal rights world. Jeffrey Kerr, the general counsel for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, will be with us momentarily. A little bit later on, we'll also talk about the decision against Shaq, the defendants, Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty. And may I please invite you to send a tax-deductible donation to support this program. We have to pay for the airtime every week. Snidely Whiplash is waiting right outside the door when this program is over. And, you know, I can only print so many $100 bills before I need some help from you. So anyway, your donations are tax deductible because Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. You can donate online at goveganradio.com, where this show is archived, podcast. And you can mail a check made out to Go Vegan Radio, payable to Go Vegan Radio, and send it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. So coming up, Elephant Gate, the trial against Kenneth Feld and Ringling Brothers brought by PETA. Also, stay with me. I have free food to give away. Yes, Toby's wonderful tofu pate, spread and dip. You can get yours for free from Go Vegan with Bob Linden, because I recognize this is a bribocracy. So stay with me. I bribe you to listen to the show. I'll also be talking a little bit later on about Omega Zen 3. How you can help save the ocean, save the fish, save the seals, and save your health with Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. And I want to thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Yes, and remember, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, they melt, and they're vegan, and they're delicious. So if you want to have enchiladas or nachos or pizza, make sure you get them also from Follow Your Heart, who gives you delicious organic salad dressings, the vegan varieties being creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. And please, don't give your family the bird. Give your family chicken-free chicken.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
That is for sure. So don't eat meat, and which is environmental devastation. And you don't have to eat meat when there are such wonderful restaurants around as Truly in Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood having one of the L.A. area's finest vegan restaurants. It's Truly at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. It's right there off the 101 at the Hollywood Boulevard exit at Bronson. Truly delivers, Truly caters. Call 323-466-7958, 323-466-7958. It says it right on the menu. We want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society. By using products that are animal-free, we're making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And the greater good really tastes good, too. And you can go to Truly for breakfast, which is served all day. Truly's open late. There are wonderful soups and salads and sandwiches and veggie burgers and wraps. And there are, noodle dishes and curries and the chicken nuggets, the vegan chicken nuggets are delicious. The sushi is delicious. Truly, 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 at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard.
A, B, C, D, E, coli, eat that meat and you will die.
Okay, well, I'd like you to become aware of Health Force Nutritionals. This is a company that that can really make a difference to your health and help you cleanse and heal and rejuvenate. And Dr. Jameth Sheridan is an expert on health and in-demand lecturer. He was on, March 5th program. You can listen at goveganradio.com. And he has a lot to say on vegan health. And he wants vegans to be the healthiest people on earth, as they should be, but especially because they're the most ethical people on earth, so they should deserve good health. And Health Force is a totally vegan company, no animal products in any of its products. And the main superfood product is Vitamineral Green, containing 60 to 70% more superfoods, costing the same as others on the shelf, but offering significant nutritional advantages. It was designed to be the most nutrient-dense superfood product ever offered. And you get a full spectrum of naturally occurring absorbable and non-toxic vitamins, minerals, including calcium and trace minerals, no synthetic or isolated nutrients. What you get from Vitamineral Green are all the essential amino acids. Yes, that's how you get your protein. Antioxidants and fatty acids and chlorophyll and fiber and tens of thousands of phytonutrients and so much more. Visit the website. It's healthforce.com to see what it's all about. Usually, when a product has a list of ingredients a mile long, that's a warning sign, but you know, when you look at the list of organic and wildcrafted ingredients in Vitamineral Green, you have to look because take a whole long time. Take the rest of the show to tell you, with a whole leaf barley grass and whole leaf wheatgrass and alfalfa leaf juice and broccoli juice and kale juice and spinach juice and nopal cactus and dandelion and camu and oatgrass and burdock root. No, you know, it's like 18 land vegetables, 2 aquatic vegetables, algaes and probiotics and enzymes. And, well, you're going to be impressed with Vitamineral Green from Health Force. Go to the website, healthforce.com, and you'll also learn about the other products like greener grasses, a dense combination of nutritional grasses, truly natural vitamin C, digestion enhancement enzymes, non-GMO lecithin powder, nopal cactus, and for your animal family members, green mush. Visit healthforce.com. Yes, also a little bit later in the hour, we'll be talking to Dawn Moncrief. She's the executive director of the Farm Animal Reform Movement, FARM. The first day of spring every year is Meat Out. And we'll be talking Meat Out later in the hour. Oh, and here's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. How about this? A portrait of you, or a family member, or a loved one, by the greatest artist of our era, Peter Max, with proceeds going to support Go Vegan Radio. Well, from emerging as, you know, the artist of the Woodstock era to now, well, he's sought after by top celebrities, even presidents to do his portraits. Peter Max is considered the Picasso of our time. And it's your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a portrait by Peter Max, by a legend. And you and yours will treasure it for a lifetime, and proceeds help Go Vegan Radio stay on the air. If you're interested, contact me, bob@govegan.com, bob@govegan.com, or call me at 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477. Well, we have the Perry Mason music on because a lot was happening in the courtroom this week in the world of animal rights. And, well, here's the Associated Press from March 15th saying this is how it read. It began, "The president of the company that owns the Ringling Brothers Circus was cleared Wednesday of accusations he ran a spy campaign against animal rights groups. The decision by a Fairfax County Circuit Court jury is a blow to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which brought the civil suit against Kenneth Feld. Feld is the president of Vienna-based Feld Entertainment, which owns the legendary circus and numerous other high-profile entertainment acts, including Disney on Ice. The verdict was reached after about 9 hours of deliberations in 2 days. It concludes a more than two-week trial in which PETA claimed Feld and other company executives stole sensitive documents and wiretapped the activities of Norfolk-based PETA and other groups. The headline was, "Circus Boss Gets Victory Over Animal Rights Group, Man Accused of Running Spy Campaign Against Animal Rights Groups." And today, talking about the decision and the case is Jeffrey Kerr. He's been on before because PETA has been the subject of domestic spying, as revealed in ACLU documents recently. And the ACLU was also the target of spying, along with religious groups who campaign for peace. Welcome back, Jeffrey. How are you doing, General Counsel for PETA?
Thanks very much for having me, Bob. I'm fine. Hope you're well.
Yes, doing well. Definitely. Well, I think I would have liked a different verdict, but give us some background on the trial and how PETA came to file it against Kenneth Feld and Ringling Brothers.
Sure. As you mentioned in reading a little bit from the AP story, we filed suit against Feld to expose the details of what we believed was a conspiracy to destroy the animal protection groups that were the most outspoken critics of the circus's abuse of animals. This was an operation that we came to learn was overseen by Claire George, the former head of covert operations for the Central Intelligence Agency, who received millions of dollars from the Feld entities. This operation was known about and managed by senior Feld staff, including Feld's former chief financial officer, a guy named Charles Smith. And we learned about this back in 2001 when the Performing Animal Welfare Society in Northern California filed their own lawsuit after they were presented with confidential internal documents of their own from investigators who were working for Charles Smith. In the PAWS lawsuit, they made allegations that they had seen in the documents presented to them confidential internal PETA documents. So when we saw that reference, we had to protect ourselves, of course, and our members and our employees. And so we filed an action against Feld and a couple of his entities back in 2001 for the recovery of our property, whatever they had. And after several months of fighting and finally having to have the court force them to disgorge these documents, we got about a 3-inch stack of our own documents that included highly confidential internal financial information from the early 90s, confidential personnel information, information about our, at that time, involvement in a lawsuit brought by Bobby Barasini, the infamous orangutan beater in Las Vegas, who has since been discredited and is a laughingstock. And once we found those documents, we asked the court to allow us to then amend that lawsuit to get to the bottom of what we believe was a conspiracy to obtain these documents improperly. The court said, no, this is a special action. You just got the return of your property. You'll need to file a separate lawsuit for that. So we did. And when we filed that separate lawsuit, Feld, first of all, avoided service of process for 5 months, including threatening his people threatened to arrest our process servers if they stepped in his offices. And once we got him served, his lawyers fought every request we made for documents and answers to our interrogatories, the written questions you submit in a lawsuit. And he was clearly thwarting the efforts of the other defendants in that case to feel comfortable in coming forward. So we non-suited or dismissed the case as to Mr. Feld at that time. And as a result of that, we were able to obtain boxes of documents, thousands of pages of documents, including some of the regular weekly reports that were produced by the private investigator, a man named Richard Froming, who Charles Smith had hired to carry out this operation. We came to learn that there was a decade-long, from approximately 1988 to 1998, operation in which as many as 16 operatives were placed undercover and infiltrated PETA, PAWS, the Elephant Alliance right there in your hometown of San Diego, In Defense of Animals, and other groups, potentially other groups, from coast to coast.
He was paid more than $8.8 million.
That's right. Froming had a series of shell companies in various states, none of which had any employees or any offices, and it was through these entities that various Feld entities paid over $8.8 million to Froming to carry out this operation during the 10-year period. Interestingly, in 1994, Froming was hired in-house, was brought in-house as a vice president for circus operations, even though he had no real experience at that. And he continued to receive millions of dollars in these payments to his shell companies, even after he was a full-time vice president for the Feld entities. And, you know, one can only wonder what he did for that money other than this operation. In fact, on cross-examination, Mr. Feld was unable to tell us what Froming did for this money.
This is a James Bond movie script. I mean, PETA is so powerful that it requires the CIA, the former CIA chief, and so there were 16 operatives undercover. So, gosh, I wonder with whom I carpooled when I went to protest.
Well, you know, it's so serious, and it shows the sordid underbelly of the circus and how far they will stoop to protect their animal exploitive profits. We uncovered evidence that showed that some of the operatives illegally recorded conversations, obtained the type of confidential financial information I talked about, confidential medical information, personnel information. They even had a contact that was in one of the documents at Bank of America that provided confidential banking information about one of the animal groups. It really was a sordid tale. And Mr. Feld's defense essentially was, I didn't know this was going on, in spite of the fact that after 1990...
Coaching from Bush, huh?
Despite the fact that starting in 1993, he admitted that he was getting regular weekly reports about all these activities. And interestingly, the contracts between the various Feld entities and the Froming shell entities that were conducting these operations required that the evidence, the information that was generated by these operations, be destroyed. So, for example, even though Mr. Feld got these reports on a regular basis for several years, to this day, he has not produced a single one of those documents and has no idea where they are. In addition, these reports were often accompanied by videotapes, photographs, audio tapes, and none of those tapes have ever been produced. They apparently have all been destroyed as well. And so you see, that's the type of difficulty that you encounter in a conspiracy case like this, and we knew it was a bit of an uphill battle, but we felt it was an important battle to fight to expose exactly how far the circus will go. And I don't think this is over for Mr. Feld and his companies by a long shot.
Oh, really? So why the verdict as it is? I mean, why not guilty for Kenneth Feld?
Well, it wouldn't have been guilty or not guilty. That those are verdicts in a criminal case.
Sorry,
in a civil case,
Perry Mason,
he was found
theme
not
song
liable.
Was, sorry.
It's hard to know because we weren't able to talk to the jury to find out exactly what they based their decision on. Hopefully someday we may know. But again, you know, when there's as much information that's been destroyed over a 15-year period, sometimes it's difficult to prove exactly how you've been harmed. I was
going to ask that. Do you think he was successful at all, and have the operations been successful in deterring some of the success that PETA may have had? Or
well, certainly there we were harmed. As I think any thinking person realizes, if somebody comes into your business or home and steals something from you, you've been harmed.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody potentially uses your confidential information against you to try to make your business more difficult, you've been harmed. Now, that's a difficult thing to put a dollar value on, and we left that to the good discretion of the jury. So it may be that they didn't think we had proved that harm. Certainly, Stephen Kendall, one of the main operatives who conducted this operation, testified that he received a stolen list of PETA contacts nationwide that he used in an effort to interfere with and interrupt our anti-circus demonstrations and in an attempt to cause us to lose members. And, you know, the difficult thing there is that, you know, if somebody decides they're not going to become a member or stop being a member,
there's no record
there many
of that.
Times you don't know that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult. That's where we had a bit of an uphill battle. But again, we felt it was important to take the case forward, to present it to a jury.
Mm.
And in the process, we did uncover all of this information, because even though the jury may not have held Mr. Feld liable for this, it's unquestionable. From the mountain of evidence, we introduced more than 1,400 exhibits in this case, from this mountain of evidence that Feld's senior executives were up to their elbows in this and certainly knew what was going on at every step of the way.
And we're talking to Jeffrey Kerr. He's general counsel for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the trial ending this past week, Elephant Gate versus Kenneth Feld. And Feld's lawyer said nothing illegal was done?
Well, he must have been talking about a different trial than the one that I sat through for the better part of 3 weeks.
That's in the Associated Press report. That's quoting him. Nothing illegal was done.
Sure. I just think he's living in a different world. I mean, it was clear by taking their reports at face value and taking the testimony of Stephen Kendall at face value, he admitted to hearing illegally recorded conversations that were recorded in California of various animal protection people. He confirmed that one of the operatives out there, a woman named Julie Lewis, actually carried with her the recording equipment for exactly that type of purpose. I already confirmed to you that he received that list of our confidential contacts across the country. He even wrote a book and boasted about it and produced the list in his book. So how anybody can suggest that there wasn't anything illegal done, they're just living in a dream world.
Now,
Froeming was paying these operatives in cash and then asking the Feld entities to reimburse him for the increased tax liability he incurred because he obviously wasn't giving these people W-2s or 1099s. So, you know, there's more problems there, too.
Mm. And now Kenneth Feld knows apparently would know the price of a commercial on Go Vegan Radio because Pete is an advertiser, and he probably got that sheet of paper too. But
right.
You know, well, he can't buy any time on this station, so
right.
On this show.
We also uncovered, Bob, some very disturbing evidence in the process that contained again in these reports of very serious animal abuse. In fact, there was some of the exhibits reveal that. Ringling elephant trainers used hot shots, which are illegal on elephants.
What is a hot shot?
A hot shot is basically like a cattle prod, if you will. It gives an electrical shock to get an animal to move or do what you want them to do, and those are prohibited. In addition, there was one report of the beating of an elephant named Juno left her with 22 bullhook puncture wounds. And this is the type of USDA violations and citations that have been, you know, that we've tracked for years and years, and many other animal protection groups have tracked for years and years, where ringling has continually failed to meet the minimal standards set by the USDA for their animals.
Hmm. Well, where does it go from here? Is there an appeal, or is there a possibility of an appeal? Or?
Oh, absolutely. What you've got to do in a trial this length is take a step back and look at everything clearly and decide where your best grounds for appeal may lie. So we're actively engaged in that process now, and we'll be looking at that very carefully.
Yeah. I see.
Meanwhile, we're going to continue the efforts we've been undertaking for many, many years, along with many other animal protection groups, to continue to protest the circus and continue to expose to the public exactly how animals are mistreated, how elephants are chained 95% of the time when they're not performing, and how other animals are exploited and abused by the circus, and that's not going to change.
Of course, they perform out of fear.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, that's what it's about. I once had a potential lawsuit against Ringling Brothers, and I had an impossible time of serving it also. I was arrested at Arrowhead Pond in Orange County here, and the way the law was in Anaheim was I would have had to have gotten permission from the tenant, Ringling Brothers, to protest against the circus in advance. So they arrested me.
Their money certainly carries influence with the venues where they perform, and that's why it's all the more important for people to get out there on public property and get the message out for the animals about what goes on behind the scenes.
Okay, well, I'm glad that there is someone like PETA to bring a lawsuit like this and shed light on what goes on. It's amazing what trying, what kindness to animals brings to people.
Yes, it certainly is.
I mean, here you are. You're just trying to bring more kindness in the world, and no good deed goes unpunished, apparently.
Well, but, the one thing that we take a lot of consolation in is, as all animal protection groups should, is that throughout our history, whatever the social movement has been, there are sometimes setbacks, but without each of these steps along the way, the ultimate victories would not have been possible, and we just see this as one more step toward that day when there are no more animals in any circus.
Yeah, and Feld, to spend so many millions of dollars and to have to hire a former head of a CIA covert operations means you're taken seriously and having an effect. So
right.
Yeah, so that works. So thank you, Jeffrey, for being with us again today and for all your work on behalf of the animals.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks. You can go to the website, PETA.org, PETA.org, for information on that. And wanted to talk a little bit about the shack. What happened with the shack defendants? The campaign against Huntington Life Sciences. And let me see what I have here. Let's see if I can. I think I have this from the North American. Animal Liberation Press Office. And this release that came out. Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, shack activist convicted in federal court of violating Animal Enterprise Protection Act. You know, that act used to be called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act because they wanted to throw that word around so much. And it says, for their efforts to close Cruel Laboratory, 6 campaigners each face from 1 to 6 years in prison. And then from last week, it said, a couple of weeks ago, a jury today returned guilty verdicts for 6 activists who have tirelessly campaigned against the cruelty at Huntington Life Sciences, HLS, a product testing facility that kills 500 animals daily, testing pesticides, household products, and pharmaceuticals. 5 undercover investigations at the lab have documented such abuse by employees as punching 4-month-old puppies in the face, simulating sex with animals, and dissecting a still-living non-human primate. Kevin Jonas, Lauren Gazzola, Jake Conroy, Joshua Harper, Darius Fulmer, and Andrew Stepanian will be sentenced on June 7th by Judge Ann Thompson. They are facing from 1 to 6 years each for up to six separate charges, claiming that they conspired to shutter HLS, the unethical company which has been brought to near bankruptcy during a global campaign waged by animal rights activists enraged at the suffering uncovered within its walls. With a sinister message intended for all activists around the country striving for social justice, the U.S. Government, via its lead prosecutor, Charles B. McKenna, a sympathetic judge, Thompson, and 12 ignorant jurors, have now succeeded in criminalizing heretofore legal means of protest. Press officer Lindy Green commented immediately after the verdict, quote, "Despite the government's short-sighted strategy of targeting effective but legal activism, activists around the world will continue to expose and fight to stop the atrocities at Huntington Labs. There is just absolutely no way HLS will be allowed to continue torturing these beautiful, innocent creatures behind closed doors," end quote on her quote. Camille Hankins, a New York activist with Win Animal Rights, stated, quote, "The verdicts today in federal court truly were the result of a conspiracy between those who torture animals at Huntington Life Sciences, like Brian Cass, Mark Beebe, Andrew Baker, and their henchmen, and the U.S. government, which panders to businesses who can afford to line their pockets with campaign donations and expensive gifts. Abridging activists' right to free speech will not prolong for 1 minute the lifespan of HLS, whose moral bankruptcy will result in their eventual financial ruin." It's the end of her quote. The verdicts are widely expected to be appealed. Five of the six defendants were taken immediately into custody pending posting of a bond, but are expected to be released soon. In a related development, anonymous activists announced the launch of a new website, HLScustomers.org, HLScustomers.org, containing 2,000 home addresses from executives of HLS's top 30. Turn the page. Top 30 customers. And again, this came from the North American Animal Liberation Press Office. Now, it seems that the campaign against HLS will continue. You know, the torture doesn't stop, nor the campaign against the abomination that is HLS. With, you know, these outrageous convictions, maybe the wind is out of the sails a bit of of Shaq, but now stepping up to an active role in combating the profit motivated animal torture and murder facility HLS, Huntington Life Sciences, with the dungeons in New Jersey and the UK. Anyway, the group now center stage is called Win Animal Rights. Win Animal Rights out of New York, and that website is WAR, as in Win Animal Rights, WAR-online.org, or is it hyphen? What do we say? WAR-online.org for the campaign against Huntington Life Sciences. And, you know, our good friend Pamela Ferdin was there at the trial, and that ran on Associated Press. It said a former child star who was the voice of Lucy in the Peanuts movies testified that federal prosecutors are targeting her animal rights group as part of a crackdown on freedom of speech. Pamela Ferdin, who also starred as Felix Unger's daughter, Edna, on the Odd Couple TV show. Oh, she was also, it was a Star Trek, famous Star Trek she was in. Said her group Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty is guilty of nothing more than publishing information on the web. Let me just see if I had a couple of quotes here from Pamela. He says, "For the government to say you can't say this and you can't say that is going down a very scary path, going toward fascism," Ferdin said when she testified. She said, "I believe that what the government here is trying to do with this website and other websites is fascism." She said, "If my mother was being tortured, if my mother were being tortured and strapped down and electrodes put in her
anus, she asked, drawing a parallel with what animal activists maintain is done to animals at testing labs and fur farms. She feels that it's necessary to be active. Okay. Okay, so there's the story. There's a website also, shack7.com, shack7.com, shac7.com, and there's information there on how you can donate and help the defendants, also their addresses, so you can send them mail as they sit alone in their cells there. So again, that's shac7.com. And okay, all right. A reminder again, please, 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 please make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com or send your check made out to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California 92164. Bumper music, yeah, music. No, not that. Yeah, okay. Let me see if I can get to a couple of events off the calendar. We're going to talk to Dawn Moncrief momentarily about Meat Out coming up. She's the executive director of FARM. Just want to let you know Cesar Chavez Day happens March 31st. Cesar Chavez, the great heroic figure who, by the way, was vegan. And so there's the 8th annual Cesar Chavez Walk in Los Angeles. The location is historic Olvera Street, 125 Paseo de la Plaza in Los Angeles. And that's on April 1st from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's hosted by the United Farm Workers. And you can go to ufw.org for information on that. So that's April 1st at historic Olvera Street, 125 Paseo de la Plaza, 8th annual Cesar Chavez Walk LA. Very possibly I'm going to switch stations in San Diego and try to keep up with our budgetary concerns. And it could be that even as of next week, there'll be a move to 1470 AM, which is Radio Hispana. This would be the only English language talk show on a Spanish language station. And maybe we can help the community to better health. And, of course, there's generally a bilingual audience. But imagine people learning English, you know, with a vegan accent, you know. No coma cuerpo de animales, por favor. Don't eat the body of animals. By the way, the United Farm Workers are all upset with McDonald's. Apparently, an electric generator sitting in water shocks workers. A strong smell of gas permeates the lunchroom. Not enough bathrooms. An industrial chemical that, when sprayed, irritates workers' respiratory systems. These are just some of the issues workers at Three Mile Canyon Farms have tried to get management to address. Three Mile Canyon Farm sells milk and potatoes to companies who process the products into cheese and french fries to sell at McDonald's. So the UFW upset about that. Of course, I'm upset about McDonald's anyway, for all reasons. Ooh, okay, we've got to move along. Free video night at the Red Victorian Peace Cafe on the last Friday of the month, which means Friday, March 31st, 7 p.m. This is in San Francisco from the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. It's at 1665 Haight Street near Ashbury. Friday, March 31st, 7 p.m., vegetarian and vegan food available before the show. And then it's A Cow at My Table, a feature documentary about animals, meat, and culture. So check that out. Go to the website for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. Very nice piece in there about Go Vegan Radio in the latest bulletin, in the latest newsletter from the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Let's see here. Oh, you know, Canada's deciding to kill 325,000 seals this year. All the protests this week to no avail. So boycotts against Canadian products go on, especially Canadian seafood, although we're always boycotting seafood. Body and Balance Health Center and Spa, 808 Manhattan Avenue, Manhattan Beach. Phone number 310-406-1910. Body and Balance, wonderful place. LA's first and only health center and spa that's cruelty-free, non-toxic, organic, and vegan. I did the detox and rejuvenate program
for 30 days, lost about 25 pounds, and this is months ago, and people are saying to me, wow, you lost a lot of weight. So I haven't gained it back. Call them, 310-406-1910, bodyandbalancedayspa.com. They give a 40% discount to listeners of Go Vegan Radio. So, okay, I'm going to keep going through the spot, because I know Dawn is on the phone. We're going to have to go to Dawn here. Let's see. Couple of things here. Oh, spread and dip. No, it's not some vegan calisthenics routine. It's what I've been enjoying lately from Toby's Family Foods. Anyone who has listened to Go Vegan Radio knows what a foodie I am. I love discovering great new vegan foods and telling everyone about them. Recently, I was wandering the aisles of Whole Foods and I saw a Toby's tofu pate. The vegan flavors are roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno, classic lemon dill, and martini olive. The one not suitable for vegans would be the original variety. It's amazing, delicious, I can't tell you. So took one home and, wow, it's, you know, love ever since. Turns out the Toby's is a small family business out of Eugene, Oregon. You know, really delicious. I recommend them strongly. I mean, your chips are calling out the name Toby's. Great on bagels and sandwiches. You'll want this wonderful spread and dip at all of your gatherings. So take it from me. You just have to try it. And actually, you can take it from me. You can get a free container just by calling 1-800-600-TOFU, 1-800-600-TOFU, 1-800-600-8638, or email info@tobysfamilyfoods.com. Info at T as in tomato, T-O-B-Y-S, familyfoods.com, all one word. 800-600-TOFU for your free container from Toby's. And see here. Just want you to know about if your omega-3 is a little fishy, well, too bad, because then you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life. And fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. And now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru. Yes, Nutru Omega-Zen 3, available now at all Southern California Whole Foods markets. Go in, buy it, help your health, help this radio show. Provides you with your omega-3s in an all-natural, once-a-day formulation derived from natural plant-based marine sources grown in controlled pollution-free conditions in a totally vegan format with no animal contaminants. In fact, Nutru's Omega-Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization Oceans Program as a best choice product with the results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other contaminants. It's really pure, and this is an essential fatty acid that you need for the functioning of all neural systems. Depression, also for the cardiovascular system. It has permission to put it on the label that it helps those systems. So you get a highly concentrated extra strength omega-3 DHA, and it's Omega-Zen 3. Please go to Whole Foods in Southern California, in San Diego, Los Angeles areas. Save the fish, save the oceans. By the way, they're putting baby seals into your fishy omegas, so you don't want that. Omega-Zen 3. It's a vegan company that's supporting this radio show. So help your health. Go to Whole Foods. Get Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru. That's Nutru.com. Check it out. Dawn Moncrief, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Bob?
Fine. Oh, gosh, I'm running out of time here, but we have the Great American Meat Out that's coming up it's the first day of spring.
We have events throughout the month of March. We offer free vegetarian starter kits. If your listeners don't need them, they might have some friends who do, and they can go to vegkit.org or meatout.org. Okay. And we have events in all 50 cities and about 20 other countries this year, so we're really excited about that.
Wonderful. Dawn, I'm so sorry we're out of time. We went long with the PETA trial that was on. So let's go to meatout.org.
Meatout.org. Again, vegkit.org for the free veg kit. Tell your friends. We also have an e-newsletter that you can sign up for when you order the veg kit. And so that's a weekly e-newsletter with recipe inspiration. Really fun for those who are vegetarian or not.
Okay.
Or vegan.
Okay.
It's all vegan. Even though we say vegetarian sometimes, it's all vegan.
Gotcha. Okay. Go to the website. Also, there's a great book out. I wanted to talk to you about Animals and the Afterlife. It's a book by Kim Sheridan. Please go to the website, animalsandtheafterlife.com. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan Radio.